Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Praise the living God once again in America throughout the world. This is KASK Radio Station. We're here tonight to send the word of God over the airwaves. And we thank God for the listeners and for those who will come. But as we come to the point where we are in our lives, we're in an important day. Every day should be a day of thanksgiving. Every day should be a day to praise God. Every day should be a day to submit to God and thank God. Pray for your neighbor. Pray for you. Pray for peace, period. Pray for Jerusalem. Read Psalms 122. He that prays for Israel. And I ask you today, pray for Israel. Pray for it. That's our home. Jerusalem is our home. And tonight I want to take up a subject. I mentioned it once or twice on the radio station, but I've not got up into the full text of it. But that's something that I think that every one of us need to know what the Bible tells us. In Revelation 14 and 10, verse B, and their crowns, and they cast their crowns. Shouting. Forever they are to be praised. So we have something I want us to take notice of. We have seven judgments and five crowns. And these crowns are going to be given to those who are involved in the work that God has called them to do. And the seven judgments that we have, and I will say this to you today, who are listening to me, I hope and pray through the word you hear me. I hope and pray you're hearing what God is wanting to say through me, by me. You see, in the Old Testament and New Testament, it includes all Christian, non-Christians, Jews, Gentiles, and the nations of the world. And we come from the biblical standpoint of the Bible. And in John 55, 22 and 23 and 27, Jesus declares, "Will be the righteous judge." The Bible speaks of seven distinct judgments. And I would have you to know, when we look at the righteous judge, everybody said, God's going to judge. The Bible says, no, God's not going to judge. Jesus Christ is going to be the righteous judge. So don't allow the devil to lie on you and make you think that God's going to judge you. We already judged the day we accepted Christ. Let me show you something as I go to it. You know, some people don't say, I don't know much about the Bible. They don't want to believe. But when Jesus returns to earth, it'll be judgment day. As was said last night on the radio station, hump day, hump day. What day is it? Hump day, hump day. See, it's judgment day, it's judgment day, it's judgment day. Judgment day. And let me tell you, beloved, I say this with the heart of love. I want to meet my Maker face to face and see him and bow before him, praise him and adore him. See, I can only do this when I have to examine the scriptures that are pertaining to Jesus Christ returning back to this earth. He's not going to return today, but he's going to come in the middle. And that's why the Bible says in Thessalonica, it says the dead in Christ shall rise first. And we who are alive shall meet the Lord in midair, in the air, or midair. But I want to tell you something with love. We're going to stand before the seat of Christ. What? Yeah, it's like you're standing before a judge. Do you have a lawyer in the world we see? You go to court without a lawyer, and they would say he's his worst lawyer. Because The lawyer knows what the law says. Look at what this Bible says, Jesus Christ. The law was prepared by him, known by him, through him. It was created for him, by him, through him, and there is in him. And I will say to you listeners, see, Apostle Paul, he writes to the church at Rome, and he tells us, and a lot of us know about the book of Rome. Rome at this time was a notorious scum, high intelligence. They thought they were better than. They had the mind. Oh, they had all of the arts and sculptures and writings along with the Greeks. Hear what he says to them. Paul said to them, "But why doest thou judge your brother?" How many of you are judging your brother? I don't care if you're black or white, rich or poor. I'm not going to judge you. I'm not going to judge you. I'm going to look at, well, he don't look like me, and I don't look at, that's not what God is saying. This judgment. See, when Paul says that, he's speaking to the wind walking around you on your right side, left side, front of your body. That is your brother. And he says on it, he said, "Why doest thou sit it not with thy brother? Why are you upset and all angry with him? For we shall all stand." I can't judge another man. I can't judge. See, but he, if I'm a Christian, if I'm a Christ-like an attitude, Paul, the apostle, says, why? And I ask my listening audience out there, why are we judging our brother? We're all going to stand before the seat of God. The best thing I can say to you, and I will say this here, if you take notice of what the Bible says, the judgment seat of Jesus Christ, we all will stand before God. Lord have mercy. Can you see in your spiritual microism mind to realize what God is saying? Jesus Christ, the apex of God's creation, the love of God's understanding, God's going to, he's giving it the judgment to him. And I'm going to show you later on as we go into the lesson, but I want you to understand this. I'm going to go with this again and again and again and again, because the thing we have to take notice of and take notice of what God is doing. The more when we stand before God, see, God wants us to know, every one of us, black or white, rich or poor, ain't got nothing, ain't got a good car, trying to drive a car. But I want to tell you, God's going to have us to stand before the judgment seat of Jesus Christ. This is why the fivefold ministry is out doing what they're supposed to do. When Paul told the church at Rome, he said, look, brother, he includes sister, why? Why are you judging? Don't judge, because we're all going to have to stand before the seat of God. And see, the judgment of works, it is called the bema of judgment, seat of Christ. Now, let's go into that. And look what Matthew 16:27 says. This is the word, for the Son of Man shall come in his glory. Oh, my Lord, when you read that, for the Son of Man, the Son of Man, the Son of God, the Son of God, the our Savior, the one who hung for us on Calvary, the one who did what he did, who was whipped for us, who was walked, who was beaten, whose hair was pulled, whose face was, looked like it wasn't nothing. The Bible says he was not even good to look upon. This is what he said. This is what he said. The man, the Son of Man, shall come in his glory. What kind of glory? The Shekinah glory of God, of his Father. Hallelujah. With his angels. His angels. Not my angels, but his angels. Not your angels, his angels. and then surely reward. Oh, my God. If we're going to serve God, there has to be a reward to every man. Every man, according to his work, have you done that's going to be befitting before God? Have you lied on somebody? Have you talked about somebody? Have you trusted God with somebody? Let me show you something. One of the things I will say is this. Judging of deeds, deeds, whether good or evil, some people got a hand, throw a rock, say, who throw that rock? Meddling, as they call it in the Bible. As you go through the shores, he said to the Israelites, he said, don't meddle. See, God is telling us, don't meddle. See, a lot of people want to meddle somebody. Well, but I want to tell you something. In Corinthians here, Paul writes again. In 2 Corinthians 5 and 10, he said, for we all shall, every one of us shall appear before the judgment seat, the bema seat of Christ, that everyone will see the things. I don't care if you were a liar, thief, or robber, you repented according to that he has done, whether it is good or it's evil. Why? Because what is happening, God is declaring something. God is declaring something. And I will say this to you. The sign points to the soon coming of Jesus. And as an apostle, I've got to shake you up. I've got to shake you up. As a pastor, I've got to love you. But I want you to see the signs are coming of Jesus, and we know he is coming. For he said in John, go to John 14:3. And if I go and prepare a place for you, then will I come again, and there where I am, there you may be also. Let me tell you something. We live in America. America is a good place to live. But right now, America is going to have to stand for the deeds it has done as a nation. It's going to have to stand because it's going to be judged. But I want you to know, Jesus said this to us who believe. And I go and prepare a place for you. I will come again. So some of my Jewish brothers don't believe that he came first. He's got to come now. The Bible says he's going to return. If we can get to believe from Genesis to Revelation to see it, he's coming again. As king, as the Messiah. He's coming. King of kings and Lord of lords. And I'm here to tell you, we're living in a day and time we got to get busy. I know I got to get busy and let you know. Many people believe that once Gabriel blows his horn, you know, oh, man going up here in the eastern sky, that everything is going to be over. We ain't got a word no more. We're going to fly over beds and ease into our mansion of glory. Oh, man, come on. No matter how we live on earth, no matter how we have treated each other, no matter if we open God's word or spend any time with him, with God, therefore remain spiritual dwarf. Dwarf means if I'm 6 feet and you 1 feet and what happened here, you're a dwarf. If I'm 4 feet and you 1 feet, I'm a dwarf. If you're 4 feet and I'm 1 foot, I'm a dwarf. But I want you to understand this. The time has come for the reality to come forward. We pray a lot on this radio station because our nation is crying out for prayer. Our nation needs to stand up. And there's a day of judgment coming. I would trust our man as far as I can throw a quarter across the Atlantic to the Pacific Ocean. I wouldn't trust her. No. Why? Why should I trust the enemy gonna get my back? They don't believe what we believe. I'm not trying to preach division. I know what I know. I know Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I know he's the only one that rose from the dead. And listen here. See, some people read their Bible, the Tenor. Some read the book that the people of the Muslim have. Some people read this book. Some people read that book. All books, they should point to one thing. I don't care if you want to call him the one man in the sky, the super one, that's not God. The big man in the sky, he's in charge. Yeah, God's in charge, but he left us down here through Jesus Christ. Jesus paid a price for us. Jesus came back and said, oh, wait a minute, I have come and done what the Father and I have agreed to, and we have overcome the one who was full of resistance in heaven, who's kicked out. And Jesus said, the earth belongs to you now. But you know what? You got to fight back for it. Oh, I don't know if I want to fight back for this. You don't want to know. Well, let me tell you, a lazy man ain't going to get nowhere. A smart man is always looking after this. How can I do this better? How can I ain't talking about shucking and jiving and trying to beat somebody. See, even the government beat people out of money. Back in the day, a lot of us have done wrong, but we live to that. We live up to what the word is saying. See, God give us a true picture. He tells us he's not only home going, but a judgment to faith. But we don't get in, but you back together. Have you got ready to get right, to be right? Are you ready to face the judge? His name is Jesus, Messiah, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the rich and the poor, the saved and the lost. And this is why I pray so, and I try to live a good, holy life before people. So I pray, God, that my life will be transparent to them. From the highest to the lowest, from the president to the outhouse, from the outhouse to the White House, God is still going to say, you got to take care. Those who are in office, those who are not in office, we got the same judgment. You see what I love about God? God does a mandate. You get this much judgment. No, judgment is judgment. What have you done for the... See, what I was studying was, it was said to me, what are you doing to prove Jesus worthy of you being in your life? Well, I'm living a life according to his word. I believe I receive the Holy Spirit. I believe I'm doing things out. I believe I'm walking. I do believe it. I believe what I believe because I believe I believe. See, but the picture is truer than that. The richest person on this earth, according to yesterday, some days ago, the man had $78 billion. $78 billion that we know of. Satan has came in and sucked as much as he could out of the economy of all the world because we have to reach out and touch and tell them that they need to do it right. They need to look at it right. The time has come to stop fighting. The time has come to stop backbiting, stop lying on each other, start loving, start submitting to authority. And I will tell you while I'm on this lesson, because every one of us, you know what? The police and the deed in the line of duty, they got to give in charge. Those who got to do it, given a charge and they what they did when they was FBI, CIA. They all, even me, the man of God, don't have to give account. I pray, God, every day is a good day before you. See, I want everybody to understand, some can come to eternal bliss, and others can go to eternal damnation. Left or right, right or left. Which one do you want? I want to let you know on the right side, as the old man said, who's going to glory, I walked with him while he was 109 years old, once seeing music, Bishop Clark. He said, while you're on God's side, you're on the right side. But when you're on the other side, you're on the devil's side and you're going to hell. And I want people to know. I love what he said. See, here's a judgment that's outside the three judgments of the throne in Greek. It's called thrones, thros. The judgment of the believer's sin on the cross at Christ. John 12:31. Let me give you the scripture. You can put it down. In John chapter 12, verses 31, and you go and read 1 John 3:8. And you'll see the believer's sins were judged on the cross by Jesus. He said, Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit. Wow. Woo. We went up there, hallelujah, be with the Father. Into thy hands I commit my spirit. Jesus did. Yes. And here's what I want you to know. Why does the judgment begin? Well, since he's telling us so much, tell us why judgment begins. The judgment begins when the sins of the believers in Jesus Christ were judged by his death, his burial, and his resurrection. That's plain. Go to the book of Hebrews and read Hebrews 2, chapter 2, verses 14 to 15. And I would just say this here. Sometimes, as we get into the Word of God, it behooves us to be very aware, because in the book of Hebrews, when you read what happened, there's been a lot of paperwork that's been done about the Hebrew writers. But I want you to know something else. God has a way of letting us know. And the more we take God's word and say, I'm reading your word, Father, I don't understand it, but give me understanding. You know, God's going to do that. He ain't going to leave us alone, because he wants us to know we are facing a challenge. And many people that are in this world today, I love you, listen or not listen, but I want you to know something. If you don't know Jesus, you're going to hell. If you know Jesus, you're going to heaven. But there's going to be a judgment for me and you. It's going to be a judgment for the person in hell. And you know what? When the first resurrection comes, that's where I want to be. Why do I want to be there? Because in the first resurrection, that's where the power will be. Jesus Christ. Now let me show you something. Go with me to Hebrews 2:14. Go to the book of Hebrews chapter 2, verses chapter 2. See, it will have us know, glory to God. When we read Hebrews and we begin to find out what God's word is saying, it brings us to a point of connection. See, the defeat of Satan and death testifies that the anointing works on Christ is effectual. There was no one to defeat Jesus Christ. I can't defeat it. Don't tell me to go up there and jump on him, put him under jail. I can't do that. He has the defeat of Satan is more effective. It's more effective. Why? Because God put his anointing on him. And when the believers began to take notice of what God is saying to us, that's why that every believer, let me tell you something. I think I have an idea. I hope to God I'm right, because I don't want to go to hell. You know why I don't want to go to hell? Because the Bible says that they will burn continuously, a continuous, a gnashing of teeth, the gnashing of teeth, the crying out, have mercy, Lord. God is not going to even hear. If even I'm going there, I want my life to be right, so when he comes back, my life will be what he wants it to be. And I will have you to know, hey, see, I got this. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 2, verses 14, and it says this, for as much as the children are the partakers of the flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took the part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had power of death, that is the devil. Wow. 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 That's my proof. Here's my proof. And deliver him through fear of death for all their lifetime, subjected to bondage. Oh, my Lord. Abraham. Abraham, Abraham, Lord Jesus, Isaac, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Amos, Malachi, all who died, Satan had a hand on them. But when God's son, our brother, paid the price, he took death sting out. And that's why you read in the book, it says, oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? Because, see, in the book, it tells us, it says, and delivered them from through the fear of death, for all then, for a lifetime, subject to bondage. Satan makes fear. He ain't nothing but a devil. He's a lying devil. A lying enemy. Dark as dark. Evil as evil. He's going to burn. He know he's going to burn. He's chained up. Well, who's busy on earth? Or the ones he got. See, Satan was able to pounce free until Jesus came. But they was covered by the hand of God. Because God has a way of doing what he's doing. I'm not trying to be God. No, I don't want to be God. I want to be Will Hunter, son of God, living in eternity with him, doing what he's called me to do. And I want you to know this. My lifestyle is God's lifestyle through Jesus Christ, by the teaching of the Holy Spirit to me, to the best of my ability. And I want you to know this much that we said. See, when the sins of the believer was judged at death, that should have us to go and read. When Jesus read it to you, for partakers of death, Jesus became a part of the same. But he came apart, he went down and he put the devil, he put him at a flea. And I say to you, flee the blood of Jesus around your heart, around your foundation, so that the scripture can say of Psalm 91, he gives the angel charge over to watch you, that no evil should come near thee. No evil shall, that a plague shall come down. See, Satan is, he's a mastermind. He's bond, he's in chains, but he's going to be released. His demons are working. They don't have no power. No more than, am I going to catch it out of Every time I put my hand out there, the enemy's out there to cut it off. He's saying, you ain't nobody. And I keep telling him, you lie. Ain't nothing but a lie. See, here's why. Take notice of what is judgment again. See, when I keep telling you, as I say to you, the resurrection, I love that word. The thing, D-B-R, D-B-R, remember that, D-B-R, death, burial, resurrection. Death of the Calvary, when they crucified him, when the Jews and the Gentiles crucified him, and resurrection was nobody but God. Psalm 22, give us footnote to know, he says, if you prepare a body for me, come down. And God say, if I do, I will raise you. I will raise you. And I love it because who shall they both see? See, in the book of in John, the 17th chapter, he said, Father, face to face, the hour has come. The hour has come. He said, I am no longer in this world. His flesh was here, but his spirit wouldn't. It wasn't in the world. It wasn't. Hallelujah. See, he paid the price, and I'm trying to say this because the sins of a believer were judged at death. Jesus paid an ultimate price, that it was so that even God would not look upon it. That's why he cried out, Father, 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 why have you forsaken me? Sin was so, it was like a dung heap of report just blowing, and just, it was so, God could, the stench was so awesome. God could look upon it. That's why Jesus, he said, Father, and the Bible says he's my God. Stronger Satan said, Father, into thy hand. He paid the price. He paid the price. See, here's what I want to say. Jesus has submitted to the realms of humanity. He came down, born of a man. The Bible says, fashioned himself as a man who suffered himself the death of the cross. And here he met sin head on and conquered it. It's like I was a big fullback when I was young, 225, pretty good speed, big muscles. When I hit a lineman, he'd have to give it. If he didn't hit me right, I was going to move him out of the way. But when Jesus came, hallelujah, when Jesus came, and when he put a charge on the enemy, head on, he conquered him. We were delivered. Mankind was delivered from sin and from death. Woo! This is a spiritual separation. Whoa, good God Almighty. Whoa, praise God. See, the result of Christ coming to the world while we live as mankind or humans, sin has been introduced. While God has made a declaration. And I want you to know it's a salvation. The judgment. Listen what the Paul said to Romans in chapter 3, verse 34. I turn that because I want you who are reading with me and studying with me. Romans 3 and 34, 24, correction. For all have sinned. Hallelujah. Romans 3:24, that every believer is justified through the redemption that is in Christ. Let me hear what the Bible says here, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ. The free concept, the free moral, the free spiritual, he redeemed us. He ransomed us. He got us back. He brought us back. And it writes and says to us, as my study notes, it says, God justified and explained for every believer through the redemption of Jesus Christ. Romans 5 and 18, Romans chapter 5, you know, and I'll say this to some of you listening to me, if you want to really get off into the book of Romans, go and pray and ask God to open your understanding of your understanding. Because if you read the book of Romans, you just about understand the rest of the book. Because Paul talks to those Romans, and he puts it out. He puts everything down in a form. And because of that, every other letter he wrote to the Galatians, he wrote to the Corinthians, he wrote to the Ephesians, he even wrote to Timothy, he wrote to Hebrews, those letters he wrote. He constantly pounded on 15 words in the first part of his declaration. I, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, called by God and anointed by Jesus Christ. Why did he use it? Because this man, if I may take a moment to just say this, we met some men who just submitted and committed. I remember, I know one man that do a lot of studying. Perry that does the ministry on the radio, Manifest. I know an old man, John Osteen, R.W. Schambach, preacher that used to be here in Houston, went to California, first man on TVN. I could just go to the heavy line of God's general. Some man, I'm reading his book, he's talking about how he's going to look at what God done. And he says, if you're going to have power over the devil and over death, you got to know Jesus. You got to separate yourself from this junk. Willie Hunter, separate yourself from this mess. This world doesn't care what I'm teaching. I know you don't, devil, but I'm going to blow in your ear so you can feel a holy fire, and you'll just say, you can go tell somebody, you know that man is a fool? I'm God's fool. Why am I God's fool? Because Jesus is coming to this world. And I want you to know this. When Romans tells us in 5:1-8, it said, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. Oh, Jesus justified us just as we had not committed sin. Because his blood, when God looks over in the balcony and said, when a Satan comes and the spirit comes and said, that one you got down there, look at him, honey, ain't no good. And God said, well, I don't see him now. All I can see is the blood. That's how Jesus sees us. God sees us, brother. He sees us by the blood, the atonement of his son. His blood covers. Where he see the blood, the death angels pass over. Hallelujah. By whom also we have access by faith into the love that's forgiven, the love that searches us out and says, you're in God's grace. You do nothing wrong with you in God's grace. And you need to see, every day you have sinned, get it out of you, get it clean, get your mind clean, stop lusting, stop lying, stop cheating, let your thoughts be on God. Remember what he told Jeremiah? He said, take this word and eat it. Meditate in it day and night, and let it become your thought process. Let it be something that you can have it as you see on Twitter and Facebook and blog and all of this. Let it be. Let it be holy. Why is God saying that stuff? Because he's saying he's on his way back. He reads on saying, not only so, but we have glory in tribulation. Many times we've had tribulation, trials, upsets, and knowing that for tribulation worketh patience. Patience is a good word. Patience working is God. It's God attitude. And young Jacob said last night, he said, God has a plan for us. But do we know the purpose? God has a purpose for us. And we got to know that God is God. And even come out of the book of Chronicles and say, oh God, you know, you sit high in the blue and watch everything. You sit on the feet. All is you. Everything is done. See, God knows. And all God wants to do is prove. If his son had to prove, we got to prove. This is why it's so important for us to prove ourselves, not to somebody we walk with, not somebody we love physically, but prove ourselves to God through Jesus Christ by the unction of the Holy Spirit. Why? Being justified just as we did nothing. Patience. Experience. So, have you had an experience not having money? I have. But hope was there. Moving forward. And hope, make it not ashamed. I'm not ashamed. There are times I ain't had no money. I felt kind of, you know, but I said, oh God, God's going to fix that. God has fixed it. I'm not ashamed because the love of God is shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Spirit, which is given to me and to you. Woo, Jesus, hallelujah. For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Ditto. I was ungodly. He died for me. He died for you. He died by God. Preach this here. This is a good word here for me. I'm getting happy myself. For we are yet without strength. How many of us know we ain't had no strength? We don't know how to pray. Didn't want to pray. Too weak to pray. Didn't know what to say. But God came along by the Holy Spirit and the love of God. Say, Father, we got the strength of it. Holy Spirit come. Moved us and said, hey, get on these, Father, forgive me for not praying much. Forgive me for not honoring you much. Forgive me, Father. I want to be justified by your word. Your word say, I can do all things through Jesus, you Christ. And I thank you, angels on assignment. Hallelujah. And listen here. Listen what the Bible says. It says, for scarcely, for a righteous man, will one die. Yet preadventure, for a good man, some would even dare die. No! Abraham was tested, but he had obedience to God because he became a friend of God. God said, he's my friend. Don't you know I want to be called like Abraham? I don't have to go through what Abraham went through, but I know by me coming to Jesus Christ, Jesus is going to do things to the Father. And when I'm in the Father's presence, the Father is going to download me with some words, some knowledge, some understanding. I ain't talking about the word. It's the spiritual things, how to fight the fight of good faith, to keep it, to stay armed by the word of God. Beloved, hear this. But God commended his love toward us, toward me, in that while we were yet sinners, don't ever let nobody tell you that I'm not a sinner. Take them to Romans chapter 5, verse 8. While we're yet sinners, he didn't go to church, confess openly, let the world know. Well, you know, I noticed something here today. They don't like to baptize anymore like they used to. They don't want to build in the churches no more to be where they can baptize a person. You just accept Jesus Christ, receive his prayer. It's a little more to it than that. That water is a sign. The enemy knows, say, well, you know what? The sign. He's been washed the same as Jesus Christ was done. We have the same, follow the same pattern. Who going to see that? God is sitting up there looking, and I can just, spiritually, all I can say is, I love the Father. Do you love him? I pray tonight that you will hear what we're saying in brotherly love and love to do more. God bring us to the point where we read this in verse 9, for much more then being now saved from the wrath. Oh, that's what this is all about, okay? Yeah, that's what this is all about. It's about us. We. Yeah. From wrath. Through him, through Jesus Christ. When we are hidden in Christ, God's wrath. And we go back and look at this, where judgment began. At the seat, the bema seat of Jesus Christ. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 and 15 tell us, and when I take you to the book of Romans and show us what Romans has to say, 5 and 19, he justified by faith. Peace with God through Jesus Christ. I can't be at peace with the devil through Jesus Christ. Liar, 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 liar. To be at peace with God means I have come to accept his son and what he has paid. I was a slave. He set me free. He broke the collar off of my neck, the ankles off of my legs, off of my hands. I can dance in the spirit. I can lift my hands. I can raise my head. And I can shout hallelujah. Well, they say don't act like that. Well, they know. Well, all I can say is here. I see a million callers by faith. I'm telling you what God says he wants to do. If it makes me to be alone, to do what it is, have comfort in knowing. And in that same understanding, in chapter 10, verses 10 rather, here's what the word says. For if we, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God. We were, boom, we were brought back to God. You know what reconciled means? It's like when you got to crank the car back and then you turn it, then you got to turn in some way, reconcile back, brought back to God. Point one, can't go any further. God brought us back through Jesus Christ. How did he do all this? He came down here 30 years, fulfilling the royal law of the Jewish, circumcised at the days of 8, 12 years old, it's my bit smooth. 18 years, he walked silent, nobody knows. One of the ministers I love, he told me years gone on below. He said there was a river under the in Israel, travel of 18 miles, and nobody could even find it because it was under the earth. And you know what? God, through his son, through his beloved son, he says this is, and now, and not only, but also joy. Joy. I got joy. Oh, I got joy in my heart. I got joy. Joy, joy. I got joy. You know what? My wife can sing. But her sister-in-law can sing, too. And you know, I'm going to ask her one day, come on and let us see ourselves over the radio, because it's time for us to lift up our hands and cry, Allah, my God, my God. I want you to understand this. Wherefore, as by righteousness, by one man, entered into this world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men. See, one man paid the price, Adam, through his disobedience. He paid an ultimate price. Can you imagine when he was with God, when God had him in a place? Oh, that means, I mean, here he was, eliminating all those animals. And God come down, the Bible says, in the cool of the day, in the cool of the day, God's voice came down and said, hey, Adam, what you doing? Oh, I'm over here. I'm with the hippopotamus. I'm over here with the karanga. I'm over here with the ram. I'm over here. I'm over with this with the whale. He coming up. I'm here with the alligator. All this was named by him. I'm over with the eagle. All the big bear. All was named by him. Adam. But God put him through a test because he didn't want him to have. He wanted him to have an independent ability that he can do his judgment on himself. And God was so good. And I can't say I'd have done the same thing Adam done, because I was like Adam. God put him to sleep and said, it's not good that this man should be alone. The counsel of God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, this man should not be good. And God said, let us make man in our image. It happened. And when he did that, while he was asleep, he took a rib out. I don't know what God talked to her, told her what to do. That's not my business. But that was her business, God's business. But he called him and said, she is now called a woman. She was womb out of you for a womb to bring your kind life. Hallelujah. And you know what? Something happened. They was in true trunkle with God. And my mind began to move to a higher point. Ooh, the woman Adam, her name was Adam, his name was Adam. Adam could have a cycle, and her hymen was never broken. She could have a child, was never broken, but because the royal law, hallelujah, they broke it. God said, you heard that name. He said, because what the devil has done, first he said to the woman, this is upon you, secondly to the man. Woman, you're gonna bear children and pain. Man, you're gonna work, you're gonna sweat by the, and you liar, you're gonna crawl upon your belly for the rest of your life. And God did what he did. God did what he did. He's God. No. Don't argue with God. Believe God. A lady was on the bus with me, shepherding I-10, another man. Statement she made, well, he's a universal God. He's a universal. I believe in a universal of God. Well, somewhere round, near, but that's only one God. One Lord and one Savior. I can't equip God to some of these other names that they have. But I want us to know as I finish with this lesson. See, in verse 11, in Romans chapter 5, verse 11, and not only so, but we also join in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, whom we have now received the atonement. And let's go to see what Galatians chapter 4 says. Galatians, let's look what it says in Galatians chapter 4 and 9. Let's turn over there. Chapter 4 and verse 9 says this, but now, after that you have known God, or rather, are known of God, I'll turn you against to the weak and beggarly elements, whereunto you desire again to be in bondage. In other words, he's saying, look, guys, don't go back and fall. Don't go back and get in. See, when you sin, you need to repent. Go before God through Jesus Christ, as I have. My sins are forgiven. But don't let it just hang there. Get it erased by the blood. Get it. And start getting it. In other words, getting it. So, as I said, judgment is going to begin when at judgment again. Here's where it began: death, burial, and resurrection. When the Christians were judged, those followers, 11, oh, they were there. You know what? I love you. My time is just about done. My time is up. And I thank God for you listening to me tonight. Be you alive? Well, you are. I want you to know this God we serve, that we serve, is a great God. And there is no God like ours. Father, tonight I pray that your word will consecrate and seal the hearts of the people that come to you. I thank you for what you've done for my whole family this day. Thank you for watching over me and my wife and my son, my daughter, my daughter-in-law, my son-in-law, and my grandson, and my future grandson to come. And Father, we bow before you because your words say you're going to make us the head and not the tail. You're going to put us above and not beneath. And you said we're going to be able to be a lender and not a father. Father, I thank you. I thank you that you've made our feet where we can walk according as you have said. I thank you for it, Father. I thank you for it, Father. And you said in your word, you said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. And Father, we just want to walk in the righteousness. And we want you to be our shepherd. We just love you. And we thank you for everything you've done today. Pray for America. Pray for those who desire to come. Pray, Father, that we'll mount up the call. Blow the horn, let it be known. Jesus Christ is on his way back. In Jesus' name. And remember, I will see you on the other side if God don't come and take us all home. I love you. God bless you. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Peace.